you known John Nash personally?
Poznali ste Johna Nasha osobne? To je človek, o ktorom bol natočený film Čistá duša? Kde hral Russell Crowe.
And is it possible that someday maybe there will be a movie about you?
Myslíte, že raz bude film o vás?
Because he was also in economy, so...
A tiež dostal cenu Nobelovu za ekonomii. Nie, že nebude film.
He's a mathematician.
On je matematik. Uh-huh.
Although he did work that was really important. Game theory work that was really important in economics and
aha, on robil naozaj s takými dôležitými vecami v rámci ekonomiky a...
Ale teraz bol teda matematik, ale do ekonomii veľmi veľmi prispel.
Do ekonomie veľmi prispel, takže pán profesor Oliver Williamson si myslí, že o ňom teda nebude žiaden film. Vieme, že vy sa nejako veľmi nevyjadrujete k svetovej ekonomickej kríze, ale keď tu už máme človeka, ktorý dostal Nobelovú cenu za ekonomiu, tak to nemôžeme úplne obísť.
Okay, so what's gonna happen with the crisis?
What's gonna happen with our world? Čo sa stane s našim svetom a krízou.
Truly, I don't know, although there was an interesting article in today's Herald Tribune.
V Herald Tribune bol teraz včera zaujímavý článok a neviem, čo sa stane, ale písali tam.
Somebody was observing that economists and politicians are like 180 degrees apart.
Aha, že ekonomovia a politici sú ako 180 stupňov od seba vzdialení.
And I thought it was really a good insight.
Že to bol asi dobrý pohľad.
Because what economists try to do is they look ahead and foresee what the nature of the problems ahead are.
Lebo ekonomovia sa snažia pozerať dopredu, pozerať, aký je problém.
And work back and try to figure out how do we reposition in relation to these problems.
A ako môžeme tie problémy riešiť?
And politicians, by contrast,
do the opposite.
They look at the problem today, they're dealing with it in real time, they feel, they've got to piece it together right here and now. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow we'll take care of it. So.
Aha, jasne, že politici to robia opačne, že riešia to, čo sa akurát teraz deje a že tu tá budúcnosť sa už sama nejako porieši. Sú to ľudia dneška, žijú pre tento moment.
No,
to je krásne.
Ježiš, Maria.
The politicians are living for the moment. Isn't it beautiful?
Yes.
They're living for the voters, right?
Žijú pre voličov.
You said it.
Yeah. But you thought the same.
Ale vy ste to povedali, ale vy si myslíte to isté.
So is, for example, China as powerful as the media say in the economy world?
Je naozaj Čína taká silná, ako médiá hovoria v tom ekonomickom svete?
Well, China's a remarkable success story. I think that sort of moving from where they are now to being leading edge innovator and the idea that the 21st century is the century of China, it's the 20th century was the century of the United States. It'll be interesting to see how adaptive they are over the next 25 and 50 years.
Takže budeme musieť vedieť najbližších 25-50 rokov, že kam sa tá Čína vyvinie, ale je pravda, že Spojené štáty boli 20. storočie a to 21. Zdá sa, že zatiaľ teda patrí Číne. Je to taká príbeh úspechu, sa tomu hovorí.
A keď ste boli malí, vy ste vedeli, že chcete byť ekonómom? To asi nie je taký úplne detský sen. When you were a child, it was your dream to become a famous economist? I guess that's not a childhood dream.
No, I had a whole series of aspirations. When I was really little, I wanted to be a boxer.
Keď som bol veľmi malý, som chcel byť boxer. Aha.
Right.
A čo sa stalo? What went wrong?
Then I decided I wanted to be a lawyer.
Potom som chcel byť právnik. That's close to boxer. To je veľmi blízke k boxerovi.
Then I decided I wanted to be an engineer.
A potom som chcel byť inžinierom.
Then I decided I wanted to be an economist.
A potom som sa až rozhodol, že chcem byť ekonomist.
That's where it stopped.
A tam to skončilo. Aha. Dobre, takže cesta k ekonomovi s Nobelovou cenou je od boxera.
Áno.
Cez právnika.
Inžiniera
a tak.
A učiteľa.
So the steps to become a Nobel Prize laureate economist is to be a boxer first, then then a lawyer, and that's it. And then there are the other steps.